I can take a side.
I'd wait just another minute.
Ready yet?
I am.
Should mail a copy to everybody in CCOB.
Thank you, everybody. This meeting will come to order. If everybody could please stand for a moment of silence, and if I could have the Eagle Scout in the audience, please come to the front. Thank you for the moment of silence. If the newest Eagle Scout here tonight could face the flag and please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Here.
Mr. Cartier?
Here.
Ms. Diller?
Here.
Mr. Holland?
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Here.
Mr. Kovac?
Here.
Mr. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Retta?
Here.
Mr. Sheldon?
Here.
Mr. Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Sheets?
Here.
Mr. Tackett?
Here.
Mr. Weiner?
Here.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Moving on to the approval of minutes. Are there any corrections or amendments to the minutes of the meeting July 26, 2011?
I think we're talking motion to approve.
Second. Hearing none, there's a motion to approve and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? The minutes are approved. Moving on to item C, announcements from members of council.
Councilman point of information, did you say July 11th or July 26th?
July 26th, 2011.
Okay, thank you.
Announcements from members of council. Any announcements? Seeing none, moving on to the... I'm sorry, Councilman Smiley.
Yeah, and just everyone should know, but let's just put it on the record that Ordinance 10-045, which is the last regular agenda item, will be lifted from the table. Well, I will make a motion to lift from the table and have Substitute 1 read into the record placed before council this evening.
Thank you very much, Councilman Smiley. Before we get to the introduction of ordinances, I do want to, when we do have visitors, and we do have a lot of visitors tonight, and all of you are very important, but I'd like to recognize another elected official in the room, friend Representative Michael Barbieri, if you could wave and be applauded for your work in state government. And give us more funding. moving on to the introduction of ordinances. Before we read the introduction of ordinances, just want to clarify the record that we will be introducing substitute number one to ordinances 11085, 11086, and 11087. So the agenda should be updated to indicate that the substitute number one will be read for all those ordinances. Madam Clerk, please proceed with the introduction of the ordinances.
Ordinance 11084 to amend the Newcastle County Code Chapter 26, Human Resources regarding employee benefits for executive branch, non-union classified service, and non-union unclassified service employees to reverse the conversion of three existing holidays to floating holidays. Substitute number one to Ordinance 11085 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 2, Administration, Article 5, Departments and Offices, clarifying the Chief Human Resource Officer's role in administrating the employee's retirement system. Substitute number one to Ordinance 11086, revise the position descriptions, amend the pay plan and rates of pay for the Superintendent of Sewer Maintenance and Superintendent of Construction Support in the classified service represented by Local 1607. Substitute number one to Ordinance 11087, revise the position descriptions and amend the pay plan and rates of pay for the Supervisor of Facility Maintenance in the non-union classified service.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. All ordinances shall be considered at the September 13th Council meeting with the exception of those items requiring Board or Commission approval or recommendations. Moving on, item E, reports from select and special committees. Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President. Finance Committee met at 1:30 today upon the 8-4, discussed issues on this evening's agenda, had updates on pending litigation, had a review of the county's finances, and took a short recess to participate in a street celebration of the earthquake.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Councilman Retta.
Thank you. Today we had, actually it was down here, we had a land use meeting, and we had a couple items on there, and one item will be discussed tonight. And also, with that, we had a meeting, Janet Kilpatrick and I had a meeting with Alan Levin, and it's in regards to the rebates or reduction of taxes with the different businesses coming into the state, and with our with the affiliation of the county on that. He is not in favor of doing that, and he will discuss it with us when they have their meeting. They have a monthly meeting, and I believe it's Carl Kobacker and the county exec have meetings, and we will be reported on each meeting that they have on what's going on with the state and us.
Thank you.
And we have future development coming up. And also, with that, he made arrangements for the new head of DLDOT to come to our meeting.
Thank you, Councilman Retta. And that was a report from the Economic Development Subcommittee and the two co-chairs that attended that meeting. Thank you very much for that update. Also today, we had the executive committee meeting in the friendly, less elevated confines of this room, less subject to celebration of movement. We discussed the various resolutions and ordinances that were on the agenda and also conducted four interviews, which we will be voting on those positions tonight. Any other reports from select or special committees? Seeing none, move on to the consent calendar. Consent calendars used to pass matters in a group that have been determined to be non-controversial by the sponsor is communicated to the president or the clerk. However, an item will be removed from the consent calendar upon a simple request from a council member or the public if discussion is desired. I urge the public to speak up if there's a particular item of concern. Are there any items on the consent calendar which any member of council would like removed? Seeing none, is there anyone from the public who wishes an item to be removed from the consent calendar? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
It's been a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 11112, thanking Victor Singer for his leadership to the Newcastle County Planning Board from 1998 to 2011. Resolution 11113, honoring the life of Jenny M. DeLucan, expressing condolences to her family. Resolution 11114, congratulating Daniel Damiani on achieving the rank of Eagle Scout.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. The consent calendar has been passed. Moving on to item G, presentations. Councilman Sheldon.
Sure. We have the Eagle Scout, Daniel, and I hope I don't mess his name up too bad. I'm Irish, he's Italian, no doubt. Dominic Nami.
Damiani.
Damiani. The new judge, I'm sure he's got that
right. At least there's one of them here.
I'm going to give his presentation.
I got your back.
Are you going to join the Sons of Italy after this?
Yes, an honorary member.
I just want to read this to you. One of the reasons also why this is a little bit important to me is because of the flooding ordinance. The very first ordinance I did was a $17 million, and it took across the entire county. The erosion problems that we had, the stormwater mitigation, and we're still in the process of doing this. Before I get too far into it, I'm going to read a little bit, but I'm going to say why Daniel come up. Whereas the Boy Scouts of America Troop 30 sponsored by the St. Mark's United Methodist Church in Stanton. Is involved with the Delmarva Virginia Council and the Boy Scouts of America. Has a long and honorable history of service to Newcastle County, the state of Delaware. As we all know, or you may not know, achieving the rank of Eagle Scout, which is the highest progress award in scouting, the scout must pass strict character, service, and leadership requirements. Now, what Daniel did was, it was amazing, was to show his leadership and his organizational skills, he completed the Eagle Scout project at Bellevue State Park. What he did there, his project was installing the water bars that's in the park to help to stop the erosion. And to help stop the erosion, Daniel also cleared an area of invasion species and the underbrush, and he didn't plant shrubbery, which we call green technology now, if you ever come, for the water parks and so forth, native to the park itself to stop the erosion from happening. Scout Daniel has been examined by the Eagle Scout Board of Review and shown that he meets all the requirements and achievement at the level of Eagle Scout. Daniel's received the award as Eagle Scout at the Court of Honor ceremony, which was held on August 14th. Now, be resolved by the County Council congratulating Daniel Dominiani.
Yeah.
For achieving the distinguished rank of Eagle Scout. My appreciation of this, and hold it up. We'll get some more pictures. Thank you very much for coming.
Actually visited the Bellevue State Park since the installation of that project, and it's very impressive. Thank you, and much congratulations to all our Eagle Scouts. Any other councilman wishing to make a comment on the resolution? And before we move on to Councilman Tackett. Councilman Tackett, please, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. President. If I could have Vic come down. Well, if any of you have been around Newcastle County any time at all, you all know Vic Singer. Vic has been here for a long time. He's been very influential, served on many of our boards, his community, any organization. Vic's always there and always willing to lend a hand. The expertise and experience that Vic has had and lent to this county on, I think, 100% volunteer basis, correct?
Yeah.
The whole time has just been amazing and phenomenal. I'll just touch on a couple of these, and then I hope Vic will say a couple words. As we ended up, but Vic is, was appointed on the planning board chair on April 14, 1998. Vic has served there for 13 years. I also, prior to coming on county council, had the privilege of serving under the mentorship of Vic for 4 years before I resigned and ran for the council seat successfully. So. You know, County Council therefore wishes you the best of luck in your endeavors, and now you can really start to enjoy your retirement.
Thank you.
Mr. Singer, I understand you might want to make some remarks.
Yes.
Please join us at the podium. You have 23 seconds.
I want to say something about the oath of office the planning board members have to take and all of the members of council take as one. The oath is prescribed by the Delaware Constitution. The first sentence, in the first sentence, we promise to do a good job in the position that we've been appointed to or elected to. The second and third sentences are more enduring. The second sentence says we'll always act in the public interest ahead of any other, And the third sentence says, we'll support the Delaware Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, and the laws underneath, presumably. Always. There's no expiration date, so it applies until we expire. So you should expect to hear from me now and then. Thank you.
I noticed, Vic, you stopped by the news journal table on your way out. Thank you very much for your service. Moving on to item H, consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. Resolution 11-115, Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I would request that resolution number 11-115 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 11115, plan of Sonogy property, Newcastle 100, east side of Appleby Road, 2,000 feet north of U.S. Route 40, 20 apartment units proposed on 3.02 acres ST zoning.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, this is a small apartment unit being built off of Appleby Road. It will take down a deteriorating structure, improve the area. We had a presentation on this earlier, and that's as per the title.
Thank you, Councilman. Any members of council have any questions, comments about Resolution 11-115? Seeing none, open the floor to the public for comment. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of this resolution, please come forward at this time. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 115.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-115 is approved. Moving on, Resolution 11-116, Councilman Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll be tabling Resolution 11-116 tonight. It's in waiting on one of the forms that Victor still needs to submit.
Thank you, Councilman Tackett. We have a motion to table. Do we have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Resolution 11-116 is tabled. Thank you, Councilman Tackett. Moving on, Resolution 11-117, Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Resolution number 11-117 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 11-117, presenting to the reappointment of Michael Shabatoni to the Newcastle County Board of Adjustment.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. As per title.
Any member of council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject matter of this resolution, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 11-117.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
No.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 no.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-117 is approved. Moving on, Resolution 11-118. Councilwoman Diller?
Yes, I ask that Resolution 11-118 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 11-118, consenting the appointment of Richard Killingsworth as Chair of the Newcastle County Planning Board.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Councilwoman Diller?
Yes, we had an interview with Mr. Killingsworth this afternoon. As many of you know, I nominated him more than a year ago, and after meeting him at a series of meetings that I was at with the folks from New Moores Foundation, and was quite impressed with him and his knowledge of planning issues, and suggested that he apply to be a member of the board. He did so, and things have sort of worked their way through over the past year, and he now comes before you to be appointed as chair.
Thank you, Councilwoman Diller. Any questions, comments from members of council? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of this resolution, please come forward at this time. Seeing no public comment, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 11-118.
Mr. Ball?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13. Yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-118 is approved. Moving on, Resolution 11-119, Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Yes, I move that Resolution 11-119 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 11-119, consenting to the appointment of Paras Patel to the Newcastle County Historic Review Board.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
As read by title.
Any member of Council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing no comment from the public, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 11-119.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13. Yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-119 is approved. Moving on, Resolution 11-120. Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request the resolution number 11-120 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 11-120, authorizing the execution of certain contracts.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Councilman Smiley.
Yes, this is the second of the three annual installments of $100,000 based on the Memorandum of Understanding, transferring duties, some duties related to prison transport from the Newcastle County Sheriff's Department to the Capitol Police.
Any member of Council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, open the floor to the public for comment. Any member of the public wishing to speak forward on the subject matter of this resolution, please come forward at this time. Seeing no public comment, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 11-120.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
No.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 no.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Moving on, Resolution 11-121. Madam Clerk, I move that this resolution be placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 11-121, approving revised position description for Senior Budget and Procedures Analyst pursuant to Newcastle County Code Section 26.03.105F.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. As we heard during our committee meeting today, this position description has been revised to more adequately describe the position and to more adequately serve as a description and allowing a broader base of qualified applicants to apply for this position. Any member of Council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, open the floor to the public. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject matter of this resolution, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 11-121.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13. Yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-121 is approved. Moving on, Resolution 11-122. Councilman Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Resolution 11-122 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 11-122, appointing Linda Bailey to the Newcastle County Audit Committee.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Councilman Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm glad somebody jumped in there. When I'm introducing, I can't second. Per title.
Any member of Council have any questions or comments? I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Everybody relax. Don't get up at once. All right. Just checking. Close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 11-122.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins? Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-122 is approved. Moving on, Resolution 11-123, Councilwoman Diller.
Yes, I ask that Resolution 11-123 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 11-123, consenting to the reappointment of Alan Silverman to the Newcastle County Employees Retirement System Board of Trustees.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Councilwoman Diller.
Per title.
Any member of Council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak for on the subject of this resolution, please come forward at this time. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 11-123.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call goes 13, yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-123 is approved. Moving on, item I on the agenda, ordinances. Ordinance 11-083. I move that ordinance 11-083 be placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 11-083. To amend the pay plan and rates of pay for non-union classified service employees and adopt the class specification for sewer system analysts.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. As we heard at our committee meeting today, the job description does not adequately fit the roles played by the sewer system analyst and the extent of the work this sewer system analyst performs regarding computer modeling. The description has been updated and the class specification has been changed as recommended. If there's any member of Council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject matter of this ordinance, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Ordinance 11-083.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 11-083 is approved. Moving on, Ordinance 11-074, I believe this is substitute 2 to Ordinance 11-074. Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that substitute number 2 to Ordinance number 11-074 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Substitute number 2 to Ordinance 11-074 to amend Newcastle County Code, Chapter 26, Human Resources, Article 4, Pensions to change pension plan options.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is the new pension plan for the new hires to Newcastle County's workforce. It has gone before the Human Resources, the Pension Board, and the recommendation is that we add it to substitute number 1, changes that would reflect the changes for the general population of the workforce. Substitute number 2 addresses the special considerations for the paramedic division, and the pension board opted to not make a ruling until they had more time to review the paramedic division. And tonight, earlier in the executive committee meeting, there was some concern raised by Councilman Bell regarding the terminology of some of the language in this particular ordinance, as well as some concerns that the paramedics have with the calculation of the overtime for the pension benefit. I also have agreement with the city the county solicitor that Section 1 of this ordinance would be removed. I believe by removing Section 1 from this ordinance, it would bring more clarity to the history of the evolution of the pension plans for Newcastle County employees. With those changes being considered, we would add those changes and resubmit to the pension board, so the pension board would get all of the information at the same time. The fear is that if we were to make any changes after the recommendations, it means that we would start this process all over again. So with those changes being agreed to, I would move that this ordinance be tabled until the pension boards get an opportunity to review it in its totality.
Second.
The motion has been made to table substitute number 2 to ordinance 11-074. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ordinance 11-0, substitute number 2 to ordinance 11-074 is tabled. Thank you, Councilman Hollins. Before we move on to even read the title of the next ordinance, I will be stepping down due to a perceived conflict to let our President Pro Tem, Councilman Hollins, run the discussion, debate, voting, etc. on this next ordinance. And this is due to a perceived and a potential perceived conflict because my firm, before I was elected, had represented an opposition to this plan. Councilman Hollins, Councilman Pro Tem, please.
We will proceed with ordinance number 1 to substitute number 1 to ordinance number 10045. Mr. Smalley.
Yes, Mr. President. To start the process off on the right foot, I would request that ordinance 10-045 be lifted from the table.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
It's been moved that.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would request that substitute 1 to ordinance number 10-045 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Substitute number 1 to ordinance 10045, revised zoning map, Newcastle Hunter East Side, Bear Christiana Road, North Side, Pulaski Highway, US 40, opposite Songsmith Drive, and west of State Route 1, 31.935 acres from OR Office Regional to CR Commercial Regional.
Councilman Smalley.
Yes, Mr. Pro Tem. This is the exploratory redevelopment plan, much maligned for the Governor Square Commercial Center. I will make a couple of comments, and then I'll turn it over to the applicant as representatives. Just to get it on the record, and I apologize to those of you that were here for the land use meeting for the redundancy. During my discussions with the representatives for this project, I made several, what I will refer to again as requests, which haven't continued to be agreed to. Number 1, the representative of the St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Church had expressed concerns that they get a new entrance, which would also be signalized when the state continued its work on Route 7. Because of these concerns, I had requested and the developer had agreed that they would not be in operation until the improvements had been made. This agreement is now somewhat of a moot point since DelDOT has made this a requirement. 2, at my request, the developer has agreed that the deed restriction limiting the maximum buildable square footage of 232,000 square feet, which includes the current approximate 4,000 square foot TD Bank building, will be attached to the plan. Again, the restriction will be attached to the plan. The previous deed restriction provided for a maximum buildable square footage of 300,000 square feet. Thus, this agreement will provide at least 68,000 square feet more in open space than the previous deed restriction. 3, when this property was projected to be a Lowe's, the biggest concern I heard from the residents of the immediate area, such as Stone Mill, which is right behind the current Governor Square, was that they felt that the Eden Square complex was an eyesore and they did not want that duplicated by this project. With these concerns in mind, I requested and the developer has agreed that architectural restrictions for both inside and out will also be attached to the plan. With that, I would turn the floor over to the developer and his representative for any questions, comments, and presentation.
Mr. Tarabikas is coming forward representing the developer.
Good evening, Mr. President Pro Tem, members of council. Larry Tarabikas on behalf of the applicant here, which is Governor Square Associates. My clients, Governor Square Associates Ernie Deladon, is here this evening along with Jim Collins and Mark Parker, the project engineer. Now, we did have an extensive discussion, and almost everyone was here at the workshop, so I don't want to repeat myself I think I tried to focus at the workshop on the consistency of the plan with the zoning criteria in the UDC, and I don't want to repeat that, it's in the record, but let me just simply reiterate that this project is not a redevelopment project. The project comes before you with very, very well-written and well-reasoned recommendations and support from the Land Use Department, and I think those reasons are good enough to support the rezoning. And also, this comes before you with community support. Just to be clear, I don't typically do this, but I would ask if all those people in the audience who are here to support the project this evening, could you raise your hands for council's benefit? It's by far the vast majority of the people here this evening, Mr. President Pro Tem. I do want to restate that the plan is consistent with the comprehensive plan. The plan is consistent, as I showed on the diagrams, with the surrounding area that is predominantly commercial. Everything's commercial except for this parcel, and are very consistent with our neighbor Lincoln Center, which is a 1.6 million square foot project, which will have hotel, daycare center, retail, office, and extensive residential. So in all of those respects, we're consistent. So I won't repeat all of that. I do want to focus on one issue that we talked about a little bit, on the office designation, because I think part of determining that commercial is consistent, you have to also determine that the existing zoning isn't consistent. And the question would be asked, why would this property sit for 25 years? As we talked about a little bit earlier, Mr. Deledon is probably the most successful office developer in New Castle County. He's built the Christina Gateway, the Chase Center, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Deledon Corporate Center, Brandywine Corporate Center, Corporate Commons office building, and he's done it very successfully in an award-winning fashion and very profitably. So if it was possible, I just want to read to you, I only gave you an example before, and Mr. Deledon's Vice President and Director of Leasing, Gary Chaffee, is here this evening. You can confirm this with him if you'd like. But Mr. Chaffee and the Deledon organization spoke to Blue Cross Blue Shield, AIG, Delaware Flight Simulation Facility, DuPont Textiles, Connecticut General, G.V. Smith Mac, Discover Card, Tetra Tech, Xerox Corporation. All of those entities have been catered to in the last 25 years to try to get them to come to this site. There isn't an interest for office at this site. So we've proceeded with this retail development. The other thing I wanted to focus on just a little bit was DelDOT and be more specific about what we talked about earlier. There was a full-blown traffic impact study done. That's what we've been doing for the last 6 months. 14 intersections were studied. All of the intersections operate at level of service. Keep in mind, operate an acceptable level of service with the full Lincoln Center built out and our project built out. And there are extensive improvements. Deledon, as I spoke back in February at our workshop, Deledon has already done $2 million worth of road improvements on Route 40 and Route 7. I'll just note parenthetically, Eden Square didn't make any of those improvements. Either did the other shopping centers in the area. Deledon made all of those improvements. Most of what you see on Route 40, the additional lanes, the turning lanes on Route 7 and Route 40, were done by Deledon. In addition to that, my client will now have to spend probably another $300,000 to $500,000 doing improvements along Salt Smith Drive and Route 7, and have to wait for the rest of Route 7 to be widened, which it will be widened by DelDOT in the near future. So again, in terms of transportation, is the property suitable for the use? Does it have the infrastructure in place? And is it the best use of the property? I'd say yes. One last thing, I did want to talk about the jobs issue. And I wanted to remind you all, I had made some notes on these as we've been going through this. We talked about March 20th, the News Journal on March 20th reported that thousands of jobs have been lost in the construction industry because of this depression, recession. And again, August 15th and again on August 20th, we've been reading about the impact of the construction industry. This project is not the cure, but this project will generate $40 to $45 million of construction work for the construction industry in the next couple of years. In terms of permanent positions, as I mentioned earlier, when Target was about to open at the Christiana Mall, they received 3,600 applications for 400 jobs. There are people out there who need jobs. On February 10th, Wilmington Trust reported by the New Journal, Wilmington Trust was laying off 725 people, and one of the women in the article was quoted to say, "I will have to file for bankruptcy and lose my home because there are no jobs, even retail jobs, available." On February 6th, a company called Young Lumber, we probably all know, after 75 years in existence, closed its doors. 100 people lost their jobs. On February 15th, Pathmark announced they were closing. 200 jobs were lost. On February 25th, Safeway announced they were closing. Luckily, Belladon has gone and has brought ShopRite in and is replacing those jobs and adding additional jobs, and ShopRite's going to be a tremendous asset to the community down there. This project will add 500 to 600 new jobs, and those are jobs that the economy needs right now. So in addition, it's always appropriate in looking at land use considerations to also look at economic development and economic factors, and I would ask that you focus on those as well. That's all I have to add to what I said earlier this afternoon, and I'm happy to take any questions, Mr. President Pro Tem.
Mr. Smollett, it's your pleasure.
Fine.
Open any questions or comments from members of council? Mr. Redder.
Thank you. Mr. Arbiga, it's been stated a couple times about a big box store. How big is the biggest store going to be?
There are no stores because we would not be presumptuous at this point. I will remind everyone that how this started was that Lowe's approached Mr. Deladon because they don't like their location in right. Eden Square. As you know, Eden Square Shopping Center then developed a huge opposition to this project and went into the community and created opposition. Lowe's is signed to stay at Eden Square. So at this point, it is not Mr. Deladon's style, never has been, to talk to tenants before we have a rezoning in place. I can tell you that LA Fitness, Kohl's, a number of restaurants, AC Moore, those types of stores have contacted him. Those are 15,000, 20,000, 25,000. Even Lincoln Center has buildings that are 25,000 square feet.
But ultimately, you're not going over the square footage that was stated.
No, we're not going over the square footage, and more importantly, anything that's built will be built exactly to look like what you see and what's in the Declaration of Restrictions. There's a way, excuse me. There's a way to build a garden center that's part of a big store that doesn't look like an eyesore. And that's what we would build. This is what, in this specific garden center, what you see there is stated in the Declaration of Restrictions that we have submitted. If there's a garden center with a store that happens to have a garden center, then that's what you will get there. So how big the stores will be, it's unknown yet, but the total square footage won't exceed 228,000 square feet, and it will appear in this fashion. Just like if you're driving up 202, you see the Concord Mall, but right across the street, most people don't even know that the other center that Mr. Deladon developed, Brandywine Commons, you can barely tell that it's there because it's landscaped appropriately, it's shielded appropriately, and it's designed appropriately.
Thank you.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes. I'm very familiar and supportive of Mr. Deladon's architectural restrictions, but just for the record, can you elaborate a little bit on the nature of the architectural restrictions? Do they include restrictions concerning construction materials or architectural details or design guidelines?
You should have, I can read them if you'd like. I did send them to all members.
Right, if you could just for the record.
Yeah, they were written by Jim Teveball, mm-hmm. who you know well, yes. who's the architect for the project, and he wrote the exact paragraph that appears in the Declaration of Restrictions. So yes, it does speak in terms of materials, mm-hmm. in terms of types of materials, accents, usage of the materials. Really, what he wrote parallels what you see. I can read them into the record if you'd like.
Right, I just wanted a generic answer.
Yes,
thanks.
Yes.
And a follow-up question, Mr. Chair.
Go right ahead.
On the DelDOT mandated approvals, I did read the DelDOT approval, but just for the record, if you could just generically describe some of the very substantial traffic improvements that Mr. Deladon is going to be required to make
yes.
by DelDOT's edict.
Yes, and thank you for that.
Sure.
They were more extensive than we ever anticipated, and let me just say, and they're part of the record, but most of the improvements that are being requested are not necessary to meet level of service. DelDOT has requested them, and we've agreed to them. But just so we're clear, we can achieve level of service with virtually all of those improvements not being done. Having said that, there's additional left turn lanes that are being added. Those are somewhat complicated, especially left turn lanes on Route 7. So you'll see in their conditions, there are two left turn lanes in Route 7 that will have to be added. There's also left turn lanes that will have to be added to the Songsmith Drive approach to Route 7. Mm-hmm. There's traffic signal agreements. There's also some traffic analysis, additional analysis they're asking for to determine whether further traffic signalization will be required. And then, of course, the most extensive one is that their position is, and their qualification is that we cannot receive any certificates of occupancy, we cannot open any stores, until they've completed the widening of Route 7, which is half of it is now four lanes. From Newtown Road to 273, which is heading north, will now have to also be widened to four lanes. And our project must time that, and you're quite familiar with that from other projects. So our project must be in sequence with those improvements. I think I put most of them, Mark, but did I miss any? No. Good memory. Thank you.
Any additional questions or comments from members of council? Seeing none at this time, we'll go to the public. Any comment from members of the public? If you have a comment, please go to your right of the building and line up and come down to the entrance to the podium next to Councilman Smiley and the press desk. For the public that's in line who plan to come down to address council, you have a limit of 3 minutes. We do have a timer here. I would ask that you try not to be repetitive, not to repeat what has already been said. Secondly, I would ask that you stick to the issue that's before us. We want to talk, make certain that we're talking about ordinance number 10045 to give due credit to the applicant here, due process. So we don't want to get into some of the kinds of conversations that we had earlier today relating to this particular application. We want to stick to this application. With that, when you come forward, please also state your name for the record. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President Pro Tem. My name is Lisa Snyder. This has been a long, hard-fought battle. We have been here back and forth for over a year. I presented earlier a map of the area where there is 13 different projects, all within a three-mile radius, that have already been approved by council but not yet built. Those include 1 million square feet at Christiana Mall. There are two more shopping centers to the left of Christiana Mall along Eagle Run Road. There's numerous shopping centers all being built in this area. And our concern is that we do not need another shopping center. I understand that all these tradespeople are here, and Mr. Tarabico's congratulations for getting them all here. But I will ask if any of you who are supporting this project actually understand the project or live in the area. I understand the building trades are in trouble. I worked in construction or with construction for 6 years. I know that the housing industry is the worst it's ever been. Since the Depression, this has been the worst year ever. And I feel for everyone who works in that trade. I myself have been out of work for 3 years. I work part-time as a waitress. My concern is long-term growth for the state, for the country, for the county. You can't do that on retail. We need manufacturing jobs. We need office jobs. We need retirement homes. How many baby boomers are going to need some place to live in 5 years? We do not need another shopping center. And that is why the residents of Christiana and those people that live along Route 7 are opposing this rezoning. Thank you.
Are there any questions or comments from Ms. Snyder from members of council? Seeing none, thank you, Ms. Snyder.
Good evening. My name is Deborah Rowland, and I live in the Stone Mill development, and I am all for the development of bringing jobs to the community. Mainly because we have youth in the community that have grown up from the years that I've been living there since 1999, and they need jobs. They don't know whether they are, you know, retail jobs or office jobs. They want to work, and I'd rather see them walking to work as opposed to walking and not going anywhere or getting any type of work experience right in their neighborhood. So hopefully they can, that can happen. I would like to also see that happen. I feel like Route 7 has been blank for a very long time on that side of the road, and what needs to happen is we need something there. It's an eyesore just by being blank. And there's lots of things that could go on there, whether it be retail or office jobs or a place, a park for kids to go to. I'm for whatever can get there first. So if Del Don can make something happen as soon as possible, that would be good because it's been blank for too many years once again. And also, it's important that the lifestyle in the community that I currently live in can remain vibrant and the same as it has been in the past, and it can show growth. It needs to show some growth in that area. So I'm just really all for the project. I have been from the beginning of time when I first heard about it. I'm happy to know that somebody is doing something. So thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments from Mrs. Rowland for members of council? Seeing none, thank you very much.
Good evening, Chandra Williams, and again, I am with Stone Mill. I'm the president, and I've lived there since 2006. I won't reiterate everything I said previous to you earlier today. I was told that you do have a copy of my letter and the board resolution that is supporting this project. I would like to just make a few additional comments with respect to what Ms. Snyder said. One, I represent Stone Mill as a community. I do not represent a builder. I do not represent any of the trade unions. I represent the community. I disagree with her comment that everyone along Route 7 does not want this project. I live there. I'm in the community. I want the project. Two, I met Mr. Terabigos today. I did not meet Mr. Terabigos nor speak with him regarding this project previously. I did speak with Del Don quite a bit. They came to our community meetings. They provided us information. Our community talked about it, went over it, discussed the plans, asked for some revisions, received those revisions, and Del Don has been very receptive to the community's feedback on that project. So we come before you as Stone Mill, as a community that is very knowledgeable about this project, very aware of what is going on, and very much in support of it.
Thank you very much. Any comments or questions from members of council from Mrs. Williams? Seeing none, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. President Pro Tem. My name is Bob Carl. I live in Rutledge, which is kind of catty corner across the highway from the proposed site. I shop at all four stores there, or all four facilities on all four corners. The toughest place to come out of is actually where Pep Boys is. That is the most congested area. I bank at TD Bank, so I enter through Solomon Smith Road. It is very easy to access, shoot straight across. I don't see traffic being a problem there. I am in support of building something there. Mr. Tarabikas and Mr. Del Don has proposed a place for opportunity for job growth. And I'm not speaking for my community. I'm speaking for myself as a resident of Rutledge, that we are in support of that, and I ask council members to please support this project. Thank you.
Thank you. Any comments or questions for Mr. Rutledge? I'm sorry, Mr. Carl, who lives in Rutledge. Seeing none, thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Mark Jordan. I live in Baird, Delaware. I'm in support of the project. It's been an empty field for a long time, and if it can bring jobs, I'm all for it.
Thank you for your brevity. Any comments, any questions from Mr. Jordan? Thank you, sir.
Good evening. My name is Rhonda Carnbore, and I'm a resident of Baird, Delaware. I have been for the last 9 years. I don't necessarily live in the immediate vicinity of the Governor Square Shopping Center or Route 7. I live off of Route 72, but I previously lived in one of the apartment communities directly behind Governor Square, and I frequent that shopping center and that whole area on a regular basis, and I am in support of the project. I am not opposed to a new shopping center. I support a new shopping center. One of the things that I appreciate as a resident of the community of Bear is having choice as a consumer and just as living my daily life. I appreciate having these choices, and I think that the development is a positive thing for the community. It will attract new members to the community, new businesses to the community. I would not want to see necessarily an office space. I would prefer a shopping center in that area. And I don't think that it would create any additional traffic issues that aren't already present and wouldn't necessarily hopefully be resolved by the widening of Route 7. Thank you.
I have the first question. What was your name again?
Rhonda Carnbore.
Crumbler?
Carnbore.
All right. Thank you very much. Are there any comments or questions for the last speaker from members of council? Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good evening. Thank you, President Pro Tem. Allowing me to speak. My name is Vincent O'Shane. I'm a business representative for the Alpine Engineers Local 542, State of Delaware. Alpine Engineers are heavy equipment operators, and our business is construction. Right now, in the state of Delaware, it's just, it's words escape me, it's terrible. There just hasn't been no work. Our members are out of work. I've got friends, neighbors, and family that don't belong to our local out of work, and it's not getting any better. It just seems like there's a wave of anti-building out there, and it's just hurting everybody. Without jobs, there's no tax revenue coming in, and without progress, we all get stagnant. In the state of Delaware, Newcastle County is in trouble, and so is the state of Delaware. So I'm here tonight. I hope that you're taking consideration for this building project. I heard Mr. Tarabika speak earlier tonight. Mr. Daldine sounds like he has a history of building businesses and putting people to work. The construction jobs alone will put all people to work, but afterwards, what about the young people that are looking for work? What about all the people that are looking for work that are going to have nothing right now? They're losing their homes. Then you have to consider all the vets that are going to be coming home soon. What they have to look forward to. It's just, we got to do something. And we got to start rebuilding our county and our state and this country. So I just hope you take into consideration, we got to create jobs. And I do represent a lot of members that live up in the Bay Area. So I'm speaking for them too tonight. So I hope you take into consideration, and let's get some work for those folks who don't have a job. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Scherner. Are there any comments or questions from members of council? Seeing none, thank you very much.
My name is Sue Pierce, and I live at Crossing to Christiana, a 55-plus community in Bear, Delaware. And I'm not going to reiterate what I said this afternoon about the traffic impact on our community and also the retail jobs that are going to come to this development are not the kind of jobs where people are going to have expendable income and make the economic growth in our community any higher. I am somewhat surprised to see all the support for this development tonight, because I've been to every meeting for the planning board, the council, Route 7 and 40 alliances, and I have yet to see any of you there. Thank you.
Any question for Mrs. Pierce?
Thank you, Mrs. Pierce.
My name is James Ashone. I live in Barrie. I've lived in Barrie.
I'm sorry. Could you get your name again, please?
James Ashone. I've lived in Barrie for about 12 years, and there is no work down there. If you don't have a job already, there's nowhere to get a job. So for these guys who want to build a shopping center, people should be grateful. There shouldn't be no opposition for it because there's nothing there. It's a bunch of rundown places. I've lived in apartment complexes that don't even deserve to be standing. And you can't walk anywhere. You can't catch a bus anywhere to work. You have to travel. I had to work down in Milford for a better part of a year just to maintain a standard of living that wasn't in a poorhouse. So these people coming up here and they're talking about traffic. If I'd rather sit in traffic for 5 hours so I could go to work than sit at home all day with no job. That's really all I got to say about it.
Thank you very much. Any comment, questions for Mr. Sean from members of council? Seeing none, thank you.
Good evening. My name is Bill Hutchison. I've lived in the Barrie area my whole life, nearly 48 years. I actually worked with Operating Engineers 542. I worked on several of Mr. Deladon's sites. I will say everything and every site I've ever worked on or seen that Mr. Deladon has done, it's been done in a very professional manner. No corners cut. And to the lady's comment that first spoke, that we need big business in Delaware, you're right about that. But look how many big businesses that have left. The car plants, Avon, on and on and on. I think we stand a better chance of smaller businesses in a shopping center, what have you, making a go of things than another car plant or another Avon or whoever coming into Delaware and employing hundreds or thousands of people where, you know, a smaller scale thing, I think, we'll employ people quicker than we're going to get any kind of big business back into Delaware. And as I said, yes, I work in the trade, and I think infrastructure is the quickest way back to recovery and help the economy, help our tax situation. And there again, everything I've seen Mr. Deladon do, and I wouldn't know the man if I fell over him, but it's always been done in a professional manner, and I've worked on two of his job sites. And all I ask is I think this should be approved. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any comment or questions for Mr. Hutchison from members of council? Seeing none, thank you very much, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Jack Doe. I'm a resident of the villages of Crofton. This rezoning represents poor planning and irresponsible development on many levels. First and foremost, anyone who travels the affected area on a regular basis has seen the tremendous amount of unrented retail space existing at this time. I predict that Governor Square 3 will be facing similar circumstances itself 10 years after it's built. Secondly, traffic issues will have to be readdressed in the future when reality exceeds the flawed surveys undertaken by DelDOT. To say that there was less traffic in 2010 than there was in 2009 indicates that the 2010 survey was taken with blinders on, or at times designated to generate lower numbers. Those of us who live in the area know better. The traffic issues generated by this commercial development will have to be remedied in the future, at the taxpayers' expense, not the developers. Thirdly, it's just wrong to approve a commercial development that will force every vehicle accessing and exiting it to use Route 7, Barrie Christiana Road. Even when the widening of Route 7 is completed, the amount of traffic traveling between Governor Square 3 and the Christiana Mall will still create nightmare travel conditions for your constituents. That being said, as one of the plaintiffs in the case against the county and county council regarding the illegal procedures originally used to lift the deed restrictions on this piece of property, I'm encouraged by the fact that we have forced you to take a look at how you do business. We may not be pleased with the results, but at least you know now that you have an involved constituency who are passionate about the quality of life in our area. Whether you listen to us or not can be remedied in the voting booth. You've also listened to us on the issue of redevelopment for this parcel and finally realized that redevelopment was not an option and decided it needed to be rezoned instead. And finally, when all is said and done, there will be strict requirements on the square footage allowed, the widening of Route 7, and other conditions which must be met before any retail establishment in Governor Square 3 can open. You've listened to us on many issues. I ask you to listen once more. The residents living in the area of Governor Square 3 do not want any more commercial development and all of the problems it will bring. I ask you to listen and to deny this request for rezoning this parcel of land, and I sincerely hope that later this evening I can thank you for listening. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Durr. Any comments or questions? I'm sorry, Mr. Durr, if you may return. There's a question from Councilwoman Diller.
I have a question regarding the vacancy rate of present commercial space. I am wondering if you have any statistics on that.
I don't have percentages. I have driven through Eden Square and seen probably half a dozen stores empty. I've driven through Governor Square and seen several stores empty. I've driven to other shopping centers and seen several stores empty as well. I can go back and count, but there are more stores empty in those shopping centers than you would care to acknowledge.
Thank you.
Okay. Any additional questions for Mr. Durr from members of council? Councilman Cartier.
Yes, I appreciate your point of view, but I just wanted to make two comments. Number one, I think members of council were equally shocked when this whole concept of paper redevelopment was first proposed as part of this, and we moved as a body to address that. We did not tell the applicant how to bring this forward. They chose under different representation to bring it forward as a straight rezoning today. But I just want to make you aware, council, when it saw a kind of deficiency in the language of the redevelopment ordinance, and I was the one who brought the last iteration of that ordinance previously to council for a vote, I was equally shocked by that seeming, problem. And we moved as a body, and we addressed it. And paper redevelopment is not allowed to get redevelopment bonuses, or paper recorded plans are not allowed to get redevelopment bonuses. You must go demolish a building, go through the whole process to get those density bonuses. So I just wanted to put that on the record.
Yeah, a good move.
Thank you, Councilman. Any additional comment or question from members of council? Councilman Smalley.
I just want to comment, and I may have missed, I haven't seen the vacancy rate in Governor Square. I do know the extension still has some properties to be leased. As far as Eden Square, unfortunately, Mr. Durr, I believe you will end up seeing even more vacancies in Eden Square based on the comments I've heard from some of the store renters in there because of the strong-arm tactics that they used on Lowe's. People are not looking to renew their leases with people that treat their clients like that.
Well,
unfortunately.
I think if you look on the other side of the street at Governor Square and look in the area of Stewart's Pub, you're going to find that there are several empty storefronts, or certainly were when I left to work at summer camp.
Well, there are some storefronts there that are going to be empty because the floor space is needed in order to expand the supermarket to a ShopRite because the square footage is restricted in that shopping center. So that's why there's some vacant storefronts there. They have to be emptied in order for the square footage to be utilized to expand and bring in the new ShopRite.
So they're going to remain empty?
We will see what the future brings.
Thank you.
Councilman Weiner.
Yeah. I just want to say to you and to all the folks that have been involved, thank you. I think the process is better because of your involvement. Certainly, you got Delta's attention, and the traffic improvements that are substantial are certainly in great part due to your tenacity.
Thank you very much. It certainly wasn't a one-night stand for us. This has been a long process. Thank you.
Additional comments, questions from members of council? Seeing none, thank you, Mr. Dare.
Thank you.
My name is Alan Roberts. I'm born and raised in Newcastle County. I live here all my life. I'm also operating engineer, unemployed, fighting money, fighting work. My most attention interest is mortgage, food, shelter. If we can have that with the help of whoever's going to make it happen, I'm 100% for it. Thank you.
Any comments or questions from members of council for Mr. Roberts? Seeing none, thank you very much.
Good evening, I'm Bill Dunn, Vice President of Newcastle County Civic League. We've taken a long-standing position and involved ourselves in how things have moved forward in the past 18 months with this project. So I think our position is pretty clear. We think that the TIS that was done in such a down economy is not reflective of the traffic loads that would normally exist there. If the employment levels were in some normal or nominal range, they would have not passed on many of the things that they got approval for. But that's neither here nor there. Councilman Smiley referred to some deed restrictions that the developer is willing to agree to. That, as well as the jobs issue, are the farces that I want to comment on this evening. One, they can promise the world, you can write it into the code, it can be in the notation that they're going to agree to one restriction after another. But you as council, in 09037, granted Mr. Culver in the back of the room variance and waiver ability post-final approval. So they can promise the world to the community that they're going to do one thing after another, and in the end, it means nothing because of the power that exists within the land use director's position. The other issue is referring to jobs. Everybody is concerned about jobs, and I would very much like to see the construction trade turn around, as all of you would as well. But I'll tell you right now, I don't see anybody sticking a shovel in the ground in the next 2 years with that project. This issue is about the rezoning specifically, and the jobs is what he hopes to create. Mr. Tarabicos, and I'm not quoting him specifically, but roughly stated, in the next couple of years, things will happen. Another phrase he used was economic dependent. I don't believe that either one of these things are going to allow you to get the jobs that you're interested in seeing developed with this project and this rezoning. They're painting a picture for you that's not going to come true. I'll tell you what, every person in here that believes that they're going to get a job on that site, give me your name this evening. And if you're on that job in the next 2 years, I will give you $5. That's how sure I am. And there must be 25 or 30 of you, so I'm putting $100 up front. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Dunn. Are there any comments or questions from council members for Mr. Dunn? Seeing none, I would ask that anyone else in the public who plans to speak to make your way toward the line over here, there's a reason a lot of people like to be last. I'm not certain what that's all about, but if people are trickling in, we're just simply going to end the public session and move on with the business. Secondly, I think that anyone who has spoken already and feel that they need to speak again to respond to something is probably not going to happen. The other thing I would say is that I would ask the General Manager of Land Use, Mr. Culver, to prepare himself to come forward. There were some comments made by the last speaker regarding your authority to change whatever council may do. I'd just like to have clarity of that, because when comments are made about our process and it's gone out to the public without a response to it, I think that needs to be clarity. It deserves clarity. So I would ask you to prepare yourself to come forward.
Good evening. My name is Michelle Bolden. I have been a resident in the Governor Square townhouses for 2 years now. My street directly crosses Songsmith, and I would be directly affected by this project, and I am all for it. I think that the beautification would be great for the community. It is an eyesore over there. It may not create jobs in the immediate future, but it's better than a piece of land just sitting there with nothing on it. And also, I'd like to add, a woman spoke earlier about retail jobs. I am currently a retail manager at the Christiana Mall, and I can attest for the amount of applications that we receive, and we don't have enough jobs for them. And although it may not create jobs in the immediate future, it will soon. So I'm all for it, and I hope that you all vote for it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Bolden. Any comments or questions from members of council for Mrs. Bolden? Thank you.
I'm Vic Singer, resident of the Newark area. When this application was before the planning board, it was a redevelopment application. And on your agenda, it still is. I want to offer you a comment that I had not noticed at the time that the planning board gave its recommendation to council, but it was noticed in a later one. There is a flaw in Article 8 of the Unified Development Code. There is a section 08110 that says if you want to redevelop in a fashion that requires a change in use, it must be compliant with the Unified Development Code without indulgences, without bonus square footage, without relief from any of the fees that would ordinarily be required if it was a development of virgin land. Later sections of the Unified Development of the of Article 8, most recently that you adopted about a month ago, do not correct that flaw. There are later sections of the same article in the code that provide for indulgences for redevelopment projects, okay? And they were adopted in a fashion contrary to what is required by state law. State law says if you change anything about prior law, you have to say what you're repealing and what additional language you're adding, okay? There is nothing ever done to Article 08110, which says if it's a change in use, it must be compliant with the UDC. If there is any indulgence offered with this at any time, it's a violation of state law. It can't be done lawfully. Suggestions as to how Article 08 needs to be changed, specifically Section 110 and several other things, will appear in the minutes of the last, of the most recent business meeting of the Planning Board after the Board approves them, and of course I will not be there to do that. But they are in the draft minutes, and you'll see them eventually. That's what I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Singer. For those who may not know in the audience, Mr. Singer is our outgoing president of the board, and we appreciate all that he has done for Newcastle County for the last at least 13 years in that capacity. Only one thing I would offer as a correction, I don't believe that our current agenda states this as a redevelopment application. I think it's a rezoning application. I think that's corrected.
Thank you.
Any comment or questions from members of council for Mr. Singer without going into the academics of changing the code and those kinds of things? We want to try to stick with the application that's before us. Councilman Smiley.
Yeah, I would just like to make a clarification for Mr. Singer. The last item on the agenda, which we're on tonight, the status of which is table 10-045, although not listed in the title, does say exploratory redevelopment. That's because that was the title on the initial ordinance when it was tabled. And I sit here before you as sure as we had an earthquake today, that had I requested the clerk of council make any adjustments to the language in that ordinance that was currently tabled, the accusations of attempting to sneak something through, skirt the rules, and everything else would still be filling up my computer and that of the Ethics Commission. So it does say that here because that is the full body of what was tabled. However, substitute 1 to ordinance number 10-045, which is what council will be voting on, makes absolutely no mention of redevelopment whatsoever.
Thank you. I didn't know that.
No problem, sir.
Councilman Weiner.
Thank you. This question goes to the rezoning, which is before us. Quoting from your comments at the August 31st, 2010 Planning Board hearing, which appear to be on point with the rezoning subject tonight, just like you to opine on this. I'll read you these two sentences. The present office zoning on the subject parcel gave promise that a higher proportion of the people who would work there would be able to afford to live nearby than would be achieved with proposed rezoning. Remembering that the comprehensive plan for many decades have advocated mixed-use communities, he stated his belief that the proposed rezoning is a move away from the stated goals and vision in the current and prior comprehensive plans and the UDC as well. End of quote. Would you comment, please?
Well, those were my remarks.
They appear to be addressing a rezoning subject.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Councilman Smalley.
I just have one more, Mr. Singer. Following up on the same meeting, the business meeting, August 31st, 2010, I don't know if you recall, one of your comments was that you don't disagree that the plan is code compliant. You still feel that the plan is code compliant?
Yes.
Thank you very much, sir.
Any additional comments or questions from members of council for Mr. Singer? Seeing none, thank you very much.
Good evening, Nancy Willing from Newark. A couple comments. One of the comments, I guess, is that Literature Beacons is strong, a nice string of deeds, and it's very attractive, and it's got a lot of support here for jobs, and it's a hurting industry, it's a hurting economy, maybe heading for a depression, actually. So I have sympathy for that, but as was just commented, this is an area that originally was set forth in the UDC to have mixed use, and these offices, the OR zoning, was there for a purpose to bring better quality jobs that people could also walk to. But I can understand in this climate, this is what people are going to be going for, and I expect that Mr. Tobias has the votes. But in trying to picture Mr. Deldon strenuously working for 25 years to put offices in this area, I don't have much sympathy. I mean, I know that he's one of these developers that has got a string of properties and has got a kind of like a Mr. Pitnero. You know, everywhere you look, he's got his hands in something. So I don't buy that aspect of it. But I do think that these are the kind of jobs that don't bring anything much to the area. My biggest concern is that having attended many of these meetings goes to the traffic. It is worth surprising to see that a fraction of a shade of a fraction of the level of service passes into acceptance by DelDOT. And even given the improvements that we see coming, a lot of concern might be that this the eventual necessary flyover and the widening of Route 7 is all on the taxpayers' backs at this point. So going forward, I don't know if we've ever, Mr. Bell was talking about straightening out kind of what DelDOT puts on record plans and notes as far as further obligations toward projects in a general sense. But with all the more commercial coming down the pike that's already been approved, and with the notes from the Christiana Fire Company saying they already have a real struggle getting through the area, there are safety concerns and there's concerns about who is actually going to be footing the bill for the infrastructure made necessary by these, you know, further developments out that way. So, thank you.
Any comments or questions for Mrs. Gwilling? Thank you very much. The General Manager of Land Use is coming forward, Mr. Culver.
Good evening, David Culver, General Manager, Department of Land Use.
The comment that was made earlier, I believe, by Mr. Dunn, is that no matter what happens here, you have the power and authority to change it. So what we're voting on may or may not be what we get at the end of the day.
The General Manager of Land Use does not have the authority to change a council action. Mr. Dunn, on numerous occasions, has referred to some kind of ability that was passed in the Village and Hamlet Ordinance that gives me the ability to change a council decision. That simply is not true. The section that I believe you may be referring to is section 4025.113, which is for waivers and variances for the specific village and hamlet option that's found in Article 25. And that waiver and variance option within that section is simply to the regulations that would affect a village or a hamlet as it relates to the form-based zoning code that was adopted specifically to encourage those mixed-use types of development that Councilman Weiner was just referring to. This issue was brought forth in that ordinance with council, and it only affects village and hamlet plans. It doesn't affect a council action. It simply is administrative ability within that code to clarify different waivers, provisions within how you would develop a village and hamlet. That's as far as the transect planning options. But that's been well debated. This does not affect any other section of the code, nor do I have the ability to change any section of the code that is not granted to me through the actions of the county council.
Councilman Cartier.
Let me ask you a very specific question regarding this. Do you have, as a general manager of land use, the authority, the ability to grant a variance or to waive a deed restriction?
I have no ability to waive a deed restriction. Administrative variances to the Department of Land Use was granted through the action of the state of Delaware up to 1 foot from dimensional standards that are found in Article 4004.110. The only other ability within this Unified Development Code for the Department of Land Use to grant waivers is from parking lot and design standards that are found in Article 22, specifically for parking lot design standards. We would see a waiver, for example, of some curbing or partial curbing waivers in order to help better infiltrate stormwater management techniques.
So in this proposed rezoning for the project, there is a deed restriction on the gross floor area. You cannot waive that.
Not only can I waive that, because this is a rezoning, this plan still needs to stay in compliance with what this council passes on that plan. So if this council votes to pass this plan, what would get recorded would have to be in general compliance with what you see tonight. I would not have any ability to change this. So if they said that they wanted to build this center and they came back with a totally different design, it would need to go back through the rezoning process. This council has processed several plans that changed or needed to change some of the design after the fact. It came back through the entire zoning process. In fact, we did a couple of them within the last 2 or 3 months.
Councilwoman Diller.
Mr. Culver, could you help me out with something? How do we know how much CR zoning we need in this county?
Well, I don't know if you can ever put a fixed number on how much of any zoning classification you need for any type of development. When we go through the various comprehensive plan updates and we look at the various options that are coming through, we try to weigh each application as it related to how the comprehensive plan was looking at it at that moment of time. Obviously, this county is 550,000 people, and this is a county that's growing. And I think when we look at things, we can always go back and second-guess ourselves on how much density do we need. Did we do the right thing 10 years ago with the S zoning? Do we have that density too low? The preponderance of rezonings in this county over the last 10 years have been from some neighborhood district to an ST district, which shows the Department of Land Use that density has been an issue, that we needed higher density development. When we look at various text amendments that this council has enacted over the last several years, we try to evaluate what we've heard from the business community on what their needs are. So we did a what we called the nesting ordinance about 3 years ago, where we combined the AORB, P&I district mm-hmm. together, because obviously we would love to see a lot more manufacturing jobs. I think we were very lucky to get the Fisker plant and the OGM plant. We lost the Chrysler plant. I think we were fortunate to get the refinery back open again and creating jobs there. But from what we've been seeing from most of the businesses coming into this area that are no longer banking in nature, they're looking at R&D type facilities. They're looking for the type of facility where they can have their office, develop a product, market that product, and then they're going to basically build that product elsewhere. Newcastle County tries to be as competitive as possible. We work very closely with the state trying to attract those businesses. I think Newcastle County as a whole over the last couple of years has been very fortunate to attract the businesses that we have attracted. But we need to go more into our code and try to start to retain businesses and encourage more startup businesses. And I think that's the type of effort we need to see within the code. So if you can do this type of uses in a CR district, I think we need more CR. A CR district also allows office. So if an office user did need some of this space in Mr. Del Don Center, they could certainly put additional office. The bank itself is an office use. It can also be a commercial use. So we looked at, within the development code, as we look at these proposed amendments, we also look at the flexibility we can develop within the various classifications. And we also look at, are we putting too many restrictions or not enough restrictions within each of those commercial or office districts. So as we keep involved, we'll keep doing the evaluation. As these plans come through, we try to evaluate, A, do we need the commercial in that area, and B, is it a good fit for that area within the comprehensive plan? There's been several plans that have come to council or may come to council that we recommended against a commercial rezoning because we don't think it's a right fit for that neighborhood because of the suburban nature or because of the development elsewhere in that neighborhood. In this case, this project is already zoned office and is already approved for 300,000 square feet. So when we're doing that evaluation, we've already acknowledged that you have a wide variety of uses that could go on this project and that this conversion from an office to a commercial use does fit with the character of the neighborhood and does fit with the general zoning classification. It is very consistent with the comprehensive plan that labeled all our non-residential uses as a community redevelopment area.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Culver. I don't want to drift into a land use committee meeting here, so thank you very much. Mr. Smalley.
I'm not going to speak to the plan. I think we've heard plenty of that. Council has an opportunity to speak. Land use has spoke. We've had 16 members of the public spoke, which I think is a good evening, especially lately for council. I want to take a minute to speak to process.
Go right ahead.
This plan and the resolution before it have been scrutinized to no end. There is currently a court challenge. I just want to remind council so that we can avoid any issues tonight going forward, regardless of what the conclusion of this vote is. And that is that we are required to articulate our rationale and our reason why we are voting how we are. We're doing that in one polling. We've begun to do that again. I ask each council member to remember, whether it's before you give your rationale or after, please preface your remarks with, I am voting.
Thank you.
Not I will or I plan to, but I am. Because based on some of the things that have come at me from certain law firms over this, the plan to or will be will end up in a challenge one way or the other. So I just stress, please use the term, I am voting. That's it. With that, with council's pleasure, I'd ask for the vote.
Well,
okay.
Well, it has been moved and second. I was going to try to get an applicant a couple more minutes, but there's a motion on the floor. It's been second, so all in favor?
Aye.
Sorry, applicant, you don't get any more time. Madam Clerk, I want to reiterate the comments made by Councilman Smalley. I think it's very important. Oftentimes we try to combine the poll with the vote. This does require a poll because it is a rezoning. Oftentimes, as Councilman Smalley has stated, we would say, I support or not support, I will be voting, I am voting. But I think it's very critical under the scrutiny that we are now on land use issues that you make it very clear when you state your position that I am or I am not, or yea or nay, after you state your position in the poll. With that, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell.
Madam Clerk, I am voting yes.
based upon the positive recommendation of our land use department, and I am voting yes, just one yes, based upon the characteristics of both the current and the future neighboring commercial properties.
Mr. Cartier?
I am voting yes, based on the positive recommendation of our land use department, and I am voting yes because the proposed rezoning is a suitable use for the area that is proposed.
Ms. Dillo?
I am voting no because of E effect on nearby properties.
Mr. Hollins?
I am supporting the recommendations from the Land Use Department and the Planning Board, and I am voting yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
I'm voting yes on the recommendation of the Land Use Department, and I believe that this is compliant with the character of the area.
Mr. Kovac? Mr. Powers?
I am voting yes for the character of the area and the recommendation of the Planning Board.
Mr. Retta?
I'm voting yes in agreement with land use and the neighborhood.
Mr. Sheldon?
I am also voting yes with the recommendation of land use and with the surrounding community, the consistency of it.
Mr. Smiley?
I am voting yes based on the recommendation of the land use department and in recognition of the comments and discussion at the Newcastle County Planning Board business meeting where this was discussed.
Mr. Street?
I'm voting no, because I believe it would have an adverse impact on the community.
Mr. Tackett?
Thank you, Madam Clerk. I am voting yes and supporting the recommendation of Land Use Department, and given the presentation that it still will hold office, if that so be the will of anybody in the future, that it could definitely accommodate it.
Mr. Weiner?
I am voting no, as I believe the current zoning category is appropriate and meets the comprehensive plan and unified development goals that it would permit mixed use within the office regional. And if it weren't for that, the tenacity of the community, we would have been facing a project which was dubbed a redevelopment project. We dodged a bullet because we could have had a project without traffic improvements being mandated, but the next time we can't be so certain.
Mr. President Pro Tem, the roll call reveals 9 yes, 3 no, 1 recusing.
Substitute number 1 to ordinance number 10045 is adopted.
Did he leave or what?
I agree.
Sure, thank you.
Well, all for all the answer. Yes.
Fine. Just ticking them off. I just want to get rid of some.
Yes. We got some biggies coming up.
Yeah.
You talk about me.
Bless you. Absolutely. All right, let's get
on. One more.
Yeah. And likewise, I'm going to use this as.
We need to wrap up with the rest of the meeting, so. If we could be quiet in our exit, that'd be great. Let us carry on with the rest of the council meeting.
We should have just adjourned if we have nothing else.
Item J.
All right, moving on. Item J, time-sensitive congratulatory resolutions. I'm aware of one, Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. President, I move that our resolution number 11-124 be read by title and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Second. I'm still in the mood of, you know, I thought you were speaking for the public.
Expressing condolences and honoring the life of Reverend Perry L. Champ Davis, Jr.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. President, ask for title.
Thank you. Any member of council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on resolution 11-124.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Dillis?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13. Yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-124 is approved. I'm not aware of any other items time sensitive. Do we have any from any other members of council? Seeing none, move on to item K, consideration of emergency ordinances. Not aware of any other members of council. Seeing none, move on to item L, public comment or other. Please approach the podium, notice the time limitation, and abide by your well-established regulations regarding public speaking. Please state your name for the record.
Nancy Willing, again from Newark. I remember why I was forgot to say, and that is that I wasn't able to be here in the afternoon, and I'm sure that the workshop was informative and thorough, but I would like to remind council that this applicant did not go methodically through the criteria for rezoning this evening. The general public is not privy to the what goes on in the workshops. There really isn't any minutes taken or published. You can grab a CD if you're so inclined to FOIA it and come down here and listen to it. But it's really different, and that's much after the fact. So considering that council at this point has been asked over and over again to at least streamline our meetings, I really do object to the fact that this applicant was fairly laissez-faire, you know, relaxed or maybe negligent in presenting to the public for the record to meeting the criteria of rezoning. And because this will be, this meeting tonight will be, the public will have some access to it in a podcast in the near future. But understanding that that the workshops are held during when most people are working and unable to be here, I think you guys either ought to really consider streamlining this to the computer for people and or making your workshop time more available to the public. That's when the real deliberations of council are held, as you all know. That's where you spend the time really hashing out stuff, and that's where the real rubber meets the road. And it's a shame that these evening plenary meetings are more or less rote. But they, and I do appreciate that we do have them accessed in an audible form online, but I don't think it's enough. And I think this evening just is an exhibit of that. So this maybe during this next year, you guys could really work on the very simple process that Sussex County, many of the school boards, and other public arenas enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Council has recognized the importance of recording and improving the quality of the recordings of the committee meeting minutes, and has authorized better audio recording equipment to be purchased so that those audio recordings can be made available. It is unfortunate that people do work during the committee meeting process, but it is a duly noticed committee meeting process in which people do have an opportunity to ask questions. They do get into a lot more detail at those committee meetings than we are able to within time constraints at the general meetings. If any member wishes to make a comment, or the public wishes to make a comment, or wishes to ask the applicant about some missing information or information that they believe hasn't been presented, then either the public or their council member has the right to request that information be presented or represented at the council meeting.
I hear you. I understand where you're coming from, but within time constraints, if we replayed or repeated the committee meetings at the council meeting, we would be done well after midnight. So to try to fit it in, we generally have a more abbreviated version of that at council meeting nights. Councilman Holmes and Councilman Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. I can understand the recommendation, and I believe that council will consider that as council is, but there's certainly no requirement. I would think that this government is probably more open and accessible and transparent than any other in the state of Delaware. I mean, there are numerous of meetings that goes on during the day through every government in Delaware, more so than here in Newcastle County. So I think to basically make the suggestion that somehow we are denying the public access is just not accurate. And to make this comment tonight for this particular applicant almost gives the impression that we've given some special privilege to an applicant that has followed the procedure as any other applicant has done historically. There's merit to maybe screening, but it's not something that this council is compelled to do by law. And I think that we listen to all of those things. But I think there's a balance here in how we present the information that we have. We probably get FOIA more than any other government in this state. We do take minutes, and we distribute that information when it's requested in a very timely fashion. So it's not that anything is happening here. I don't see, other than a rezoning application was approved tonight that had a lot of people who perhaps didn't like the idea that it was passed. But the fact of the matter is, it should not be allowed to basically destroy a process that's working, and we should consider streaming on the merits of the streaming, but not based upon the fact that it appears as though an applicant got some special treatment or special consideration, because that's just not the case.
Thank you, Councilman Holmes. Councilman Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. I was only going to add a couple brief comments, and the fact that we are an open and accessible government, and we strive to achieve that, and we do as much as we can. And when we come up with the processes that will make it more open and accessible to the public, we welcome that with open arms. We went out and we hired one of the most knowledgeable and powerful attorneys we could find in the state of Delaware to protect us up there, and she's doing a wonderful job. I think Ms. Willing does bring attention to the fact it's just the nature of the beast, the caveat of the process, but in our, you know, obviously in our August meeting, you know, we only have one meeting, so the committee meeting is held the same day as our council meeting, and I think possibly the reference is being made that what happened in the committee meeting, the public that shows up here tonight doesn't have access to that. We're on a normal process, the committee meeting's 2 weeks before our council meeting, so, or a week before our council meeting, so there's time to get the minutes and see it. So it's just a little bit more rushed on our August, because we only have the one meeting, I believe is the thing. So just bringing attention to actually the process.
Yeah. Thank you, Councilman Tackett. Councilman Weiner?
Yeah, just a comment on Ms. Willing's astute observation that most of our business deliberations take place at our committee meetings. It just appears to me that we should give the same opportunity for the public to hear our committee meetings that we do at our council meeting by, you know, the delay audio streaming that we do with council meetings. We should do the same thing with our committee meetings when the real work takes place oftentimes.
Thank you, Councilman Weiner. I think we may have discussed that. I remember discussing that, and I think Ms. Will makes a very good point in that respect, and we have invested, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jim's nodding, that we have invested money to do that. Right now, the recording equipment that's available in our council chambers is not sufficient to post that recording and make it available, because it's not sufficient audio quality. But we have invested, we made that decision and determination that it is important to get the committee meeting notes up and make sure that they are available, in addition to the notes that are taken by council staff. And I think that is why we invested that money from our limited budget to be able to post those committee meetings as soon as possible. And currently the council meetings get posted within 24 hours, and I believe it would be our same process to track the committee meetings as well, to put them up there within 24 hours and then measure the amount of traffic we get to that site. If it justifies it, we can examine live streaming later. Any other questions, comments, members of council? Any other questions, members of the public? Seeing none, moving on to item M.
Second.
Motion to adjourn in a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned.
Yes.